As conflict continues to escalate in the Middle East, the ongoing debate about whether groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah should be viewed as freedom fighters or terrorists remains a critical issue. Both organizations claim they are resisting oppression, yet a closer look at their tactics, goals, and ideologies reveals stark differences between legitimate resistance and terrorism. This distinction is crucial for shaping the international response to their actions and clearing up confusion about their true nature. Freedom fighters are typically understood as individuals or groups who resist oppressive regimes or foreign occupation. Their primary targets are military forces, and they aim for political freedom while adhering to international norms that protect civilians. In contrast, terrorists deliberately target civilians to spread fear and achieve political or ideological goals, showing a blatant disregard for the difference between combatants and non-combatants. Hamas, which governs Gaza, often portrays itself as a movement for Palestinian self-determination. However, its charter explicitly calls for the destruction of Israel, revealing its objectives go far beyond political liberation. Hamas is not seeking a two-state solution but rather the elimination of Israel entirely. This position, along with its actions, places Hamas far from the realm of legitimate resistance. Hamas also engages in indiscriminate rocket attacks aimed at Israeli civilian areas, in violation of international law. These rockets are not fired at military targets but at cities and towns, aiming to spread terror and inflict casualties. Last year's devastating attacks on October 7 confirmed Hamas's intent to harm civilians. In addition, Hamas uses its own civilian population as human shields, placing military equipment in schools, hospitals, and crowded neighborhoods. This tactic endangers Palestinians, exploiting their suffering for political gain. Similarly, Hezbollah claims to resist Israeli influence in Lebanon, but its actions align with terrorism. During the 2006 Lebanon War, Hezbollah launched rockets indiscriminately at Israeli civilians, disregarding the distinction between military and civilian targets. Since last October, Hezbollah has supported Hamas by firing thousands of rockets at Israeli civilian populations, further solidifying its role as a terrorist organization. Beyond the Middle East, Hezbollah runs a global network involved in drug trafficking and money laundering, particularly in Latin America. Collaborating with cartels, these activities fund Hezbollah's military operations and cement its place as a global terrorist entity. Both Hamas and Hezbollah are deeply entrenched in Islamist jihadist ideology, framing their conflict with Israel as a religious obligation. For these groups, both fighters and civilians used as human shields are considered martyrs. This belief elevates their political struggle into a holy war, where violence is seen not only as justified but as sacred. Civilians forced into harm's way are viewed as participants in martyrdom, which the groups regard as an honor rather than exploitation. Moreover, they hold the conviction that any land once under Muslim control must be reclaimed, viewing Israel's presence on what they consider Islamic territory as an affront. Both organizations also act as proxies for Iran, which provides them with financial, military, and logistical support. Iran's backing allows Hamas and Hezbollah to sustain their operations and engage in regional conflicts that align with Tehran's broader geopolitical goals. This relationship complicates their portrayal as independent resistance movements, revealing them as tools of Iranian influence. Despite Iran's involvement in sponsoring terrorism, it holds influential roles within international bodies such as the United Nations. This situation highlights the challenges faced by the international community when a state with such affiliations plays a part in global governance. Iran's participation in these institutions often contrasts sharply with its actions and policies, particularly regarding its support for groups like Hezbollah and Hamas. The confusion over whether Hamas and Hezbollah are freedom fighters or terrorists is resolved by examining their tactics and objectives. Freedom fighters aim for self-determination and target military forces, minimizing civilian harm. Terrorists, however, deliberately attack civilians, use human shields, and spread violence to instill fear. Hamas and Hezbollah clearly fit the latter definition through their indiscriminate attacks, use of civilians as shields, and jihadist-driven violence. Clarifying this distinction is essential for the international community to hold these groups accountable for their violations of international law and take meaningful steps to address the security threats they pose. Footnote: Iran's missile attacks on Israel on October 1, 2024, targeting both military and civilian areas, can be linked to terrorism under international law, which defines terrorism as deliberate violence against civilians to instill fear or achieve political goals. Iran's indiscriminate targeting of civilian areas not only sought to cause harm but to spread chaos and fear. This act, much like those of Hamas and Hezbollah, disregarded the distinction between military and civilian targets, aligning it with terrorist tactics. Albert Dayton, AM, is chairman and founder of the Strategic Leadership Dialogue Institute,